We're visiting with Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, a good win for you guys last week against Jayhawk Lynn. You know, that game was close, after they had the kick return and when it was 15-6, and then you scored 20 unanswered to win at 35-6. Did you feel like your kids responded? I know there were a couple of kids playing in some new spots last week.
Yeah, as you said, that game kind of changed on one play. I thought for the most part, the first half, we kind of controlled everything. We were up 15-0. I felt like we left one out there. I was kind of upset with myself on a couple calls there. We had the ball down inside the 20. And anyway, we didn't come out with any points, and I thought we should add some more points. But then they take the kickoff back to start the second half, and it changes to a one-possession game basically. But again, as you said, I thought our kids responded pretty well offensively. We marched it down and scored. And, defensively, we kind of locked in. And like we had all night, they didn't get a whole bunch. A couple things in the passing game, but I think they had 5 rushing yards for the night. So we did a pretty good job up front.
Yeah, and just remember being able to listen to the post-game comments. Isaac Miller having a good game for you guys, and, he credited the line up front for their performance. And, of course, defensively, he plays on the defensive side of the ball too, and, they did everything right.
Yeah, led by Isaac. I think Isaac is, he's really stepped up his game, become a leader by making some plays for us on both sides of the ball. And as he said, our line, we talked about that a lot going in the week. Their line was pretty much all back from the following year. And I felt like our line should be our strength as when the year started. And I think they're starting to come around and be in that situation. So the game was won up front, no doubt about it.
I guess let's talk about another freshman. I know we talked about McGuire a little bit across our chats, but Abbott Bailey, he had the score to put you guys up after Jayhawk Lynn had that kick return. But, what has Abbott just kind of brought to this team?
Well, he's kind of been a kid that's kind of thrown into different positions. I kind of thought going in that he could end up being in our backfield. I wasn't sure if he'd be at fullback or the tailback spot, but I got feeling pretty good with Isaac at the fullback spot, so he's kind of worked in there. I thought the other night he's learning to be a little more patient on his blocking in front of him, and then just going waiting, and then when it opens, he takes that crease and goes, and that's kind of what he did on that touchdown run. And defensively, we kind of got him more into one position. He's kind of played defensive end now here the last couple weeks, and he's a walk-off linebacker at times when we go to a four-man front, which I think fits him. He was kind of in the middle linebacker spot earlier. And again, he's a freshman. He's got a lot of stuff thrown at him, and he's learning. And I think he's making improvements each week. And, he's a big kid. He's a big physical kid. I think he has a good future ahead of him.
We're visiting with Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you go to Central Heights tonight for your final regular season game and final district game as well. And this Vikings team, they're playing well so far, in the last couple of weeks. Defeating Northern Heights 2 weeks ago, 42-0. Last week, a big win at Pleasanton, 55-14. And they played some good competition early, but you mentioned last week that this Central Heights team is pretty good and could be a challenge for you guys tonight.
Absolutely. Like you said, I think they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. They dismantled Pleasanton last week, which, we struggled with Pleasanton for quite a bit of the game until we kind of got going the second half. But they ran the ball really well. They ran it right at them, like right up the gut. So, again, I think their strength is in the middle of their line, and they use those kids. They got a couple backs in the backfield that are pretty quick little guys that, they get in a gap and they go. And they wore Pleasanton down. And so, again, they're coming in this game knowing that they're in an opportunity to knock us off and get – into the district championship part of it. So we got to go to their place. And our kids, we know that. We're treating it like it's a playoff game. It's one we got to get to win a championship. So hopefully our kids, and I believe our kids will be ready for the challenge.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight at Central Heights, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right, Dylan, appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
That is Opie Head Football Coach Chris Schmidt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Rich Store Company, and Mills Tire on KVOE, live and local.